Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 31, 1804. Day 18 of the expedition. Camped near the mouth of Little Muddy River. The expedition was stalled due to rain and high winds, and they remained in camp until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Lulls in progress like this did not deter the soldiers from their duties. Examining gear, making repairs, and sending out hunting parties were routine activities. The expedition continually added to its meat supplies as it traveled, by killing a deer or two most days. If the hunters did not return by the time an opportunity for the party to move on came about, the hunters would travel overland to catch up. Captain Clark writes in his journal today about meeting trappers or a trading party from the Osage Nation with skins and pelts.
Rained the great part of the night. The wind from the west raised and blew with great force until 5 o'clock p.m., which obliged us to lay by. A cajot of bear skins and pelts came down from the Grand Osage, one Frenchman, one half-Indian, and a squaw. They had letters from the man, Mr. Shoto, sent to that part of the Osage Nation settled on the Arkansas River, mentioning that his letter was committed to the flames. The Indians did not believe that the Americans had possession of the country and disregarded St. Louis and their supplies. Several rats of considerable size caught today in the woods. Captain Lewis went out to the woods and found many curious plants and shrubs. One deer killed this evening. Captain William Clark, May 31, 1804.
And no, they did not eat the rats. These large rats were the eastern wood rat, new to science. Lewis wrote the first scientific account of this species. The Indian who burned the mentioned letters was probably Makes Tracks Far Away, otherwise known as Big Track or Bigfoot, leader of the Osage on the Arkansas. The term squaw for an Indian woman is not in use today, and no disrespect is meant. Today's narration is based on the notes of Gary Moulton. Tomorrow, arrival at the Osage River.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Music courtesy of Makoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.